traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, a podcast to promote and improve your practice as an athletic trainer. As a listener, you know that I am a big fan of blood flow restriction training, BFR, and that we here at Pasadena High School have the Delphi BFR unit. And I recently presented at the Trinity University Sports Medicine workshop about writing grants, and I've written 2 grants to get an additional BFR unit. Because a lot of times what happens is we have 4 kids at the same athletic period needing surgery or having surgery, needing surgery, whatever. And so we're wanting to use BFR on 4 different people. Well, with the BFR from Delphi being $6,000, I had to kind of find a different option. And Dr. Michael McPherson reached out to me just at the right time when I was like, hey, I need to find something different. And so we're talking about Suji BFR. Again, this will be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Suji BFR. So it's got an app, it's got artificial intelligence, it's got some really cool things built in. And one of the big things it's got built in is affordability. So this really breaks the barrier for those that can't afford the $5,000, $6,000 Delphi unit, whereas you can get BFR, put it on your athletes, and work right here. So Dr. McPherson, I am excited to have you on here. I also have one of my MA2 students, Lisette Guerrero. She has some experience with Suji. She's going to be kind of joining us as well. So Dr. McPherson, thank you, sir, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this opportunity. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So I mentioned, again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Suji BFR. And one of the things I'm actually planning to do is switch the grant from, instead of trying to get 1 Delphi unit here in my high school, I'm trying to see if I can get like 10 units for off, you know, basically 2 units for each of our 5 high schools here in Pasadena District. So then it's going to kind of spread it out throughout the district, and we're going to be able to hopefully get BFR into everybody's hands and help them learn and grow that way. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I mean, the benefits of BFR, the literature's there. It backs it up and highly supported. And just the more people, the more athletes we can get back to their field of play, right back to their being healthy again. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely. So people have heard me talk about BFR. I heard multiple people talk on the podcast about BFR. What is your elevator pitch, your workshop, exhibit hall pitch for Suji? How are you going to get them to your booth? How are you going to get them to stop and listen? What do you got to say?
Yeah, I hear you. So Suji is affordable, portable. We're an affordable, portable, gold standard BFR technology. Like you said, you get roughly 10 Sujis for the price of one of the Delphi units. And what BFR is, what we're trying to do, right? We're combining the restriction of blood flow, the partial restriction of blood flow, with low load, low intensity exercise, 20 to 40% of that 1 rep max. And we're going to stimulate the same responses from the body as if we were lifting heavy, 60 to 80% of that 1 rep max, right? That high intensity training. So post-op, people who are contraindicated for lifting heavy, right? They're going to tremendously benefit. They're going to be able to stimulate hypertrophy and put that muscle back on and increase better their health in the long run.
All right, so talk to me a little bit about your background. You were a high school coach, you're a college coach, college teacher. So tell me just a little bit about how you got your background in lifting, and then why you decided to go into business with Suji.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Realized in high school I wasn't a very gifted athlete, not very big. I realized the weight room was going to be I was going to have to put the work in if I wanted. My goal was to play college football. Ended up playing college football at Division II College in Michigan Tech. That's where I fell in love with strength and conditioning. Started off as a civil engineer, ended up in exercise science. From there, I went on, was fortunate enough to get a GA position at the University of Toledo. Started working there, getting involved in their strength program. My head coach ended up taking another job, and all of us got the boot. At that point, I went went home to my alma mater. I went to Edsel Ford High School in Dearborn, Michigan, just outside Detroit. Went there, spoke with my head coach, and he offered me the head strength conditioning job there. And he's like, you know, in the meantime, while you figure it out, try it out. Loved it. Absolutely fell in love with it. Very passionate about it. Spent hours and hours and hours at that school. Went back to school, got my master's, and ended up teaching and coaching for about a decade. I was a head football coach, head strength coach, head track coach, set up multiple programs in the school. We used to have our special education department cook food for our weight room at the end of Friday. Those who had, you know, 4 to 5 days, really a wonderful thing. Ended up getting my doctorate degree and decided to leave the classroom. Very challenging, miss it like crazy, miss the kids and relationships. But I signed on with Stryker in their sports medicine department. When I was working for Stryker, traveled around the Detroit metro area, and I'd be in ACL reconstructions Monday through Friday, ACL reconstructions, rotator cuff repairs, labrum repairs in the hip, meniscus repairs, anything sports med related. Did that for about 14, 15 months, then got a call from Tsuji, and they, you know, never heard, right? I'm NSCA, CSCS, Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist, never heard of BFR. They're like, you know, would you be interested? Is this something you'd like to pursue? And I was like, you know, like, let me dive into the research. Let me look into what it is and get a better understanding for it. Is this something I believe in? Is this something I can sell? And once I started reading the literature behind it, I was just, wow. Yeah, I took the opportunity and just very phenomenal people to work with, phenomenal people to work for. Feel very blessed and very thankful and get to work, more importantly, benefit the high school kids again and a lot of our athletes and just our general population, help them get healthy. And that's what I'm really passionate about.
Fantastic. Yeah, so I love that there's a real solid background. Like, you understand this stuff because you did it. You understand this stuff because you studied it. And then now, you know, you're able to look into the research and say, you know, obviously there's a lot of really good research about BFR, and I can't say enough about the benefits that it does for the athlete, especially as they're trying to regain that mobility or, you know, manage that pain or work at a different load. It is fantastic. And then again, you choose which unit you want, but the affordability of Tsuji is really going to make it so that I can have multiple kids doing it. And so just real quick, whenever I bought the unit from Tsuji, if you're looking on the video, I'm gonna open it up real quick. So hang on. So if you're looking on the video, I got the case, carrying case, and then just inside of it, there's the pump. Again, if you look at Tsuji's website, you'd see that, tsujibfr.com. There's the pump, but there's 4 different cuffs, and you could actually use all 4 cuffs at the same time. You just can't like start them all at the same time. You could start one, or you could start 2 and then start 2. And so that's kind of what we were going to talk about some. With the Delphi unit, it's a continuous monitor, so the pump stays hooked up, and you can use 1 pump and 1 cuff at 1 time. And so with this, right now, I could use BFR on 5 different athletes, or I could use BFR on 1 athlete, and then this on 2 arms and on 2 legs. So in the price of this, like we said, this is roughly, I think this is under $1,000. It's like $900, something like that. At least when I purchased it. And so it just makes it a whole lot more affordable. What else do you have to say about just the affordability or accessibility of the Tsuji BFR?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you hit it right on the head, Jeremy. The fact that we can, with 1 unit, you're going to get 4 cuffs and you're going to get the opportunity to inflate multiple athletes and get right to treat. Now you won't have that line created of kids waiting for BFR because the injuries do happen. Right. And you do have ACL reconstructions with these high school athletes, and it's important them to get them as strong as they can get those muscles firing again as soon as possible. And with Tsuji, with our, right, just our quick inflator, our traditional BFR model, what you see for rehab, you get up to 4 athletes working at once. And I think that is vitally important because they're going to get in, get out, get back to that camaraderie, maybe get out to the field, or maybe get a little more, whatever you have, what kind of therapy in, instead of just waiting around, waiting for that machine to become available for them.
Right. And then again, with the Delphi unit, it's the pump, like it all interfaces there. There's no like connectivity, or at least in the model that I have, maybe they upgraded since we bought it a couple years ago. But there's no connectivity. There's nothing to like track or log when you've used it. the numbers that you used. And again, we talked about Tsuji uses an app to kind of to manage the pump. And then, so talk about the AI part, the app, the storing of the data, the user friendliness of the Tsuji BFR.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. Our software team at Tsuji does a tremendous job. They're all in-house. I know all of them. They're working their tails off to round the clock. And they've created this AI-powered, this artificial intelligence-powered app that, right, very intuitive. The red buttons that kind of guide you through, very simple. Put a display name, check out the contraindicators so you're seeing if there's anything that we should be concerned about with BFR with our younger athletes. You're all good. Click that off, you create the profile. It happens in about 15 seconds, really, to be honest. Once you're there, the AI-powered app, it's going to calculate that limb occlusive pressure for you, right? So the minimum pressure needed to occlude that blood flow, this algorithm is going to do that in about 90 seconds for that lower body, and you're looking at 60 seconds for the upper body. We are the only BFR device powered by artificial intelligence with a smart app. And then most importantly, where we're trying to save the athletic trainer time, really, so more, right, more kids can benefit from BFR, is we're now going to take that that calibration data that we just calculated with the app, and it's going to store that to the athlete's individual profile. So then, right, you're seeing athlete on Monday, you know, I'm sure you see athletes 5 days a week, easy. So you see him on Monday, you're not going to have to spend time calibrating again. Now with us, it's 90 seconds. With others, it could be as almost to 5 minutes. You're saving that time every session because now the app remembers what that LOP was. You plug the Tsuji in, you hit inflate, and it's there in 15 seconds. And now that athlete's performing BFR in a hurry. And I think that is, besides our customizable features with our passive BFR, which is becoming extremely popular, but very important, right? Saving that LOP data. And you can recalibrate if you want every time, right? But what we feel with, you're not seeing big changes in limb circumference, you don't need to. You can save that time and get the athlete working.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've used the Delphi for probably 2-3 years, and then Tsuji is new. We just got it in the last 2-3 weeks, but I've used it quite a few times, and I feel like the LOP is a little bit easier on the Delphi the first time, but then you have to, like you said, you have to do it every time. But then with the Tsuji, it takes just a little bit longer because you have to enter their name or whatever you're going to do for the user, and then you have to do the calibration. And you know, I think it's 10 rounds of where it inflates and deflates, inflates and deflates. But mm-hmm. then after that, that's when it's just like, oh, well, click. Now I can just click on Lisette and she can put BFR on and we can just inflate quickly. So I do like that. And again, it's just a matter of me getting comfortable using the app and using the device and making sure, like, I know everything. Another question I have is with the Delphi units, the cuff has a sleeve that goes under it. What is Tsuji's recommendation as far as the cuffs? Are they direct to skin? Should there be a layer? Does it matter? They can go over sweatpants.
Great question. And we pride ourselves. We are as, whether it's, you can go on anything, right? Make a long story short, whether it's yoga pants, sweatpants, shorts, skin, no additional garments needed. You put the Tsuji cuff on, right? Most proximal portion of that limb. Make sure it's nice and snug, not too tight, and you're going to be able to calibrate that LOP efficiently with I like to call our calibration system very robust, right? We're not seeing a lot of interference. You're not seeing a lot of disrupted calibrations, not having to recalibrate when something fails. It's going to occur that first time, and it's pretty spot on.
And so I know that you, like when we had our first conversations, you put it on and you've done it multiple, you put it on and off probably hundreds, if not thousands of times. And then have you worked out with it direct to skin and worked out with it like under a shirt or under a sleeve or something like that?
Yeah. So I be honest with you, my goal right now, right, cause I'm a strength guy. So I programmed myself out a 3-month program. 5 days a week, I'm trying to use BFR. One day is going to be with aerobic conditioning, which will be later today. Like I'll do my mobility work and some aerobic cycling with it. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, it's all strength training. And I'm going on the shirt, under the shirt, on shorts over compression shorts, on compression shorts, and then on the skin directly. So I'm using it really whatever I'm wearing that day. Just I'm at the gym trying to do it as quick as possible. So Sometimes it's over clothing, sometimes it's over skin, whatever I happen to be having on that time.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because I prefer to have like a barrier because it allows just that little bit of, I guess, slippage, you know, to a rotational and doesn't kind of pull on the skin. But for the most part, if you have a t-shirt on, it's going to be just fine. Cause I've done it with the Tsuji with just the t-shirt on. And it worked just fine. You know, a lot of times we're doing it, most of the time we're doing it lower body. And so if they have long underwear, like long boxer shorts, or especially with the girls, that almost all of them are either in spandex or tights nowadays. And it's like, hey, we don't need to put any other thing else on. We just put it right over that. You don't have to go change or pull, take anything off.
Yeah.
So it is really, like you said, it's quick, it's easy, user-friendly. You just put it on with what you have. Again, I think the closer to the skin, the better. Is the better the LOP, the better the compression you're going to get, and the less like sliding down. If you have it over some baggy sweatpants, it's gonna slide down. But
yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't say I've ever worked out with the baggy sweatpants. You would know better than I.
All right. So when we first started using the app, I personally had a little difficulty just kind of navigating, just knowing which button to push or how to get here or there. So talk to me a little bit about the app and even some of the changes that you've seen, because you've been with Tsuji for about a year or so. Just some of the changes you've seen in that and the ways that you guys have received and addressed feedback.
So that is one thing we're very passionate about at Tsuji, and we're kind of, this is what makes us unlike the other BFR companies out there. We are powered by our AI powered app, right? Like that's what makes us different. So we can continuously make upgrades, and Tsuji prides itself on feedback. So something, short story, right? So when we initially got here, one of our co-founders, Dave, was very fortunate to spend some time in the athletic training rooms with some of our earliest adopters, Alabama, Mizzou, Syracuse. And based on their feedback, they tore down the app completely. They realized that it wasn't very conducive to the workflow of the athletic trainer, the physical therapist, tore it down, rebuilt it. And they continue to do that today. What makes it easier? What makes it more intuitive? So where you don't now, I do an onboarding session, as you know, walk you through. So we make sure that we completely understand the app and everything that goes into it. Do believe that you got to try it out and fail a couple times to really, that's how you really learn. That's how I learn at least. But our software guys are constantly making those improvements, and kudos to them. They really do a phenomenal job of these quick turnarounds. Right now our app is under another redesign. We have Tsuji Pro coming out. Those are going to start shipping in the next couple of weeks. So they've now interfaced Tsuji with the Tsuji Pro. So Tsuji Pro is completely hoseless. It's lighter, it's smaller, and it's going to attach directly to the cuff. They've interfaced the app, so now it works with both Tsuji and Tsuji Pro, able to control those pumps with a single device.
One of the things when we did our onboarding session, you know, you talked about you can have a single hose, and then that can put one cuff at a time, or there's a dual hose, which is primarily for when you're doing the recovery phase or the full occlusion. And so instead of using like the Therabody recovery boots, you can use the BFR for recovery. And that's what the dual hose is primarily for. So you can hook up two limbs at the same time. I just personally, for ease of use for our workflow, I've hooked up both of the, so again, we're going to use Lisette as the example, but put them on both of our arms at the same time, pump them both up. And then from there, you know, I just have to be, like you said, I have to have quick hands and undo both of the hoses at the same time and then go from there. One of the things that for me is it's really hard to switch that dual hose to the single hose. Again, it's tight plastic and you want it to be airtight so it isn't leaking out pressure. But is that something that anybody else has said, or like, hey, can y'all switch it to that metal connector on the bottom of the pump so that it's super easy?
Yeah, I've had a couple people actually they'll take the bilateral splitter, right? That dual hose, that Y hose, and they'll connect it to the end of the single hose on the metal tip. You'll lose a lot of air that way. It does not work well. I think it's just tough. You got to grab the Tsuji and you just got to pull that hose off the bottom and slide the dual hose back onto there. And it is a little bit tighter, a little more challenging. You just kind of work it on there and create that seal. And then you're going to have, right, that quick inflate. But like you said, Jeremy, you got fast hands, because every time I deflate, right? Trying to deflate them both at the same time, I end up losing a little bit of pressure in one other cuff.
Yeah. But again, that is the benefit of having two cuffs at the same time. You know, yeah. There's a tiny bit of a trade-off there, but I feel like it's worth it. It's going to be good in the long haul. You know, especially, like I said, we have baseball, softball starting here. And so a lot of times the coach will want, hey, can we do recovery day with you? Okay, well, hey, now yeah. I can put BFR on your pitcher's arms and, you know, we can do the exercises, the band work there with the BFR, get yeah. a little bit more recovery work in. Just more options, and we're not waiting 20 minutes for this kid and 20 minutes for that kid. Okay, well, we can knock out five kids at one time now. Fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. More kids using BFR, more kids benefiting. Love it.
So with the Tsuji Pro, which is the new devices that are coming out, the pump attaches and it's continuous monitoring up and down. And then with the current Tsuji, did you just call it Tsuji and then
Tsuji? Yeah, so just Tsuji and then Tsuji Pro.
So with the Tsuji, it's not. So it's disconnected hoses. I like the continual monitoring and the safety aspect, the fact that, okay, we're continually seeing, it's continually adjusting, it's ensuring that there is the right pressure. But the portability of the non-continual monitor, of the Tsuji, it's really impressive. Like, I've really appreciated, okay, well, let me get you over here on the table, hook you up, and then send you over there to the barbell that's across the room, and you can do your barbells and or deadlifts, and then you could, you know, do your farmer's walks or whatever it is that we have you doing, and I'm not following you dragging the unit around, things like that. And so I really like the portability, but what are your thoughts, or, you know, why is Tsuji gone with the portability and then now switching to the continuous monitoring with the portability? So talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know if you could describe Tsuji Pro as continuous monitoring. I think it'd be, we're more one-touch pressure control, as we like to say, right? One-touch pressure control. If you feel, right, as you get going with exercise, you need to top it off, you'll be able to press that button. It'll increase the pressure. Maybe between sets, you want to decrease that pressure, that LOP. You can drop that down on the other side. And you could do the same. You would control from the app as well, and they'd be able to see it in real time. Our portability, right? We're hoping that this is even more portable, because you won't have to, in the sense that if you want to adjust LOP, right? Maybe for whatever reason, this scenario, you want to adjust LOP, it's maybe too tight on an athlete, never strength trained before. Instead of walking over with the pump and then having to adjust that, the pressure you have in there, they'll be able to just come down here, or you'll be able to do it from one side of the athletic training room. Well, this is, Jerry, this is just too tight, I'm uncomfortable. Maybe it's a young kid. Right from your phone, it'll vent, right? And you'll drop that down from 60 to maybe 45%. We're working on the upper body, something along those lines. But I think we're definitely trying with our charging case. And you'll see it when you get it here in a couple weeks. It's about half the size. Just the case itself is about half the size of the Tsuji case. So it's really compact. Nice little carabiner on the sides. You clip it right onto a backpack. We're definitely trying to, we understand our strong suit is portability, and that's what we want to get. Portability and affordability, and that's what we want to continue to grow and expand upon.
Now, I know with the app, I know I'm kind of jumping around, but it just made me thinking about the conversation. With the app, it says that everything is HIPAA compliant, stored in the cloud, and it's private to our institution, which is my school is an institution, or I can make Pasadena High School football and Pasadena High School volleyball and Pasadena High School, whatever, each of those a different institution if I need to, right?
Absolutely. So great thing for bringing up. I appreciate that. Thank you. Everything is stored in our HIPAA compliant cloud, right? So even though we are just taking a very simple display name, we don't want any patient identifiers or none of those identifiers. It is stored in a completely HIPAA compliant cloud. With that being said, our institution, right? So you have access to it. You are the admin. You control who gets added to it. You manage all the athlete profiles. And right now, you can create as many as you need. We're eventually, our plan is, again, the software guys doing a phenomenal job and they're working. They're eventually going to create. So where you have Pasadena High School, we'll then be able to segment where here's football, here's basketball, here's volleyball. Granted, you can search for those athletes at that search bar at the top when you pull up your institution. but it just might be a little more convenient to enter Pasadena football and then just search through the, you know, those guys named Mike as opposed to Mike in baseball, basketball, football, track and field, and all of those things. Yeah. The institution, right? Those are just another word for our teams or our clinics, really, if we're working with the PT side of things as well.
And then with the app, I haven't found, does it store the time that we had? So again, we'll talk about Lisette because she's right here. So does it say, all right, Lisette, she did Suji on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for upper body for 20 minutes at a time for at 60 or at 50, 55, 60, 65 percent LOP. Does it have that data collected in there? So,
great question. Right now, we are, our software team on the back end is accumulating all that data, like how often are they using Suji daily, monthly, those types of things. Right now, they're building out, they got tons of stuff they're working on. They're building out that whole data profile set where you'll be able to see refer back, right? How do we feel post BFR? What was our pain? Rate of perceived exertion during it? Was there a positive benefit? All that data, you know, it's not coming. It is coming, but it's just not here yet. You'll be able to refer back and see, okay, you know, right now we just have the last time that athlete was calibrated. Eventually you'll be able to see, I believe, most recent BFR sessions, most recent recovery sessions, what was the time, and really check into compliance, especially for those who might send Suji on the road with an athlete and want to see, okay, were they performing their recovery protocols as asked? Did they perform, right? Are they doing what they need to do to make sure that they're staying healthy and remaining, that they're putting themselves in the best position to play?
And then again, as you're talking about sending it on the road with them, one of the benefits also is that with the app is that I can send her email saying, here's your link, download the app. And now you can log in and you can control the Suji from your phone. And then it also, like you said, it'll tell me if they're doing it, or I can see those things as well. And so it gives the athlete a little bit more ownership and autonomy as well.
100%. Absolutely. I think that ownership is key, right? And you're investing in yourself.
And you mentioned BFR, the Suji Pro is coming out in a couple of weeks and it's more portable. It's smaller. And anything else why would someone pick Suji versus Suji Pro if they're going to try to decide between the two?
Well, sadly, Suji is going to be a thing of the past. So we're moving towards just specifically selling Suji Pro. And that's one of the biggest things that people talked about was that real-time pressure control. And that's what they really wanted. They wanted they didn't want the hose. They're looking for something a little bit simpler, sleeker, right? Something that attached to the cuffs, they can monitor, they can have those real-time pressure adjustments. And so that's what listening to getting that feedback, where can we improve? That was something that we thought, just improve our portability, keep that affordability, just make it lighter, make it smaller, make it easier to take on the road, especially for multiple sets. And that's where I think Suji Pro is going to really establish the whole passive BFR group recovery sessions for athletes or group, like your baseball players, right? You got a group recovery session, everyone put on your cuffs and you'll be able to, with our multi-device control, you can inflate, 10 different baseball players at the same time, have them perform the same recovery session, and then they're all inflating, deflating at the same time. And then you just switch on, however big the team is, 20, 30 guys, just rotate through.
Cool. So Lizette, I'm going to ask you if you have any questions in just a second. So if you got them, be ready. All right. So when we're recording this, it is February 7th. Mike, I know this summer you're planning, you mentioned you're going to be at some conferences. You're possibly going to be at MATS, where I'm planning to be, the Michigan Athletic Trainer Society. And then you also mentioned SPAT, which is South Padre Athletic Trainer Society, as a possibility, which is down here in Texas. It's a phenomenal conference. I would highly recommend anybody, if you want a nice vacation on the beach. It's super chill. I mean, Dr. Schmidt, who is the physician for the San Antonio Spurs, he's down there a lot. And he's actually presented in flip-flops, khaki shorts, and like a button-down, untucked shirt, whatever it is, that kind of thing. So it's super chill, but it's really top quality continuing education opportunity for athletic trainers. And so where else might somebody catch you this summer?
Oh, this, well, in the next coming weeks, I'll be at CSM in Boston. We'll be at PFATS, Pro Football Athletic Trainers, their convention, what they have going on. And this summer right now is still up in the air. We got multiple conferences that we're kind of selecting and conversation with, and really what works out for me and my colleague Brad, and where we have on all of our travels. So nothing's really locked in. What I shared with you is that's the plan right now. There's a couple other ones in line for the spring, some more athletic training, different regional conferences that we've been looking at, you know, North Carolina, Virginia, and more East Coast. So that's kind of the plan, the tentative plan for the future.
So if you're going to be at one of those, or, you know, if you'd like them to possibly come to yours, you can send Mike an email or message, something like that, and then reach out, and then maybe you can get them out there. Cause I think getting it on you, feeling it, just feeling the difference, or just feeling VFR is going to be a good opportunity for you as the practitioner, as the athletic trainer, and say, okay, well, this is something. And then, you know, like I said, Mike may be able to work with you. And if you buy a package of 10 for the whole district, then they can throw in something different, or, you know, any something along those lines. You know, just it'd be a great opportunity to contact and reach out. Lisette, do you got any questions, thoughts? You'd have to come way over to the mic. You have to come over to the mic.
I just wanted to know, what was the time frame before making Tsuji and then Tsuji BFR Pro? Like the time frame.
So if I heard that correctly, what was the time frame between Tsuji and when Tsuji Pro started?
Yeah.
So Tsuji Pro has been in the works from my understanding. Oh, hopefully I don't get this wrong. It's either 2-3 years. 3 years it's been in development. They've just been our team, Aaron, she's been doing a phenomenal job of just plugging away. Hillary and multiple members of the Tsuji team, you know, obviously Alex, David, and Connor, our founders, and all, just working incredibly hard to develop this technology and just to make sure that, right, the magnets, the recessed, how everything just fits together and how it's going to withstand, right, squat jumps, cycling, split squats, more of our high impact type of plyometric exercises where you don't, right, it doesn't come off, and you don't have that deflation or that loss of pumps. They've just done an incredible job. It's been a lot of work, that's for sure, on their end.
Anything else? No? All right. So, Dr. McPherson, anything else that you'd like to say to the athletic trainer who's considering BFR? I've actually had people at conferences say, hey, tell me about that pump thing or that blood pressure cuff thing that you use. Because I've talked about it, you know, BFR quite a few times. So anything else you'd like to say to that person who's still like, I don't know?
You know, thanks for asking, Jeremy. I think get in the literature, check it out. Find me on LinkedIn. I post more and more on BFR, just trying to, because I feel that just the general knowledge, a lack of understanding or complete education about it. And that's where I think a lot of people get discouraged. They hear blood flow restriction, like, oh, that's scary. And once you start understanding the science behind it, what's actually going on, it is a tremendous benefit. So get in the literature, find me on LinkedIn. I'll do whatever I can to help you, to educate you, and then allow me to demo Tsuji for you, right? Allow you to see how, just like the finesse in the product, how easy it is to use, very simple, intuitive app. It just guides you through and just really does a phenomenal job of making blood flow restriction, taking something, that wasn't very data driven at one time, or maybe that was really technologically driven, but very expensive. And we've been able to bring that technology front and center and do it in a way that's affordable for right now. High schools are using the same product that, right, the Texas Rangers are using, right? Major League Baseball, World Champions, NFL, right? The Kansas City Chiefs, you can use that at a high school level now and you can afford it and give the same treatment that professional athletes are getting all over the world to your high school athletes.
Easy. We're in Houston. I'm Houston Astros fan, and Lisette is a New York Yankees fan, so he's talking about the Rangers there, right? I'm just kidding.
Love it. I love it.
All right, so somebody wants to maybe get that video call demo with you. What's going to be the best way for them to reach out and get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So my email address, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at sujibfr, sujibfr.com.
Fantastic. And then if I was to go to sujibfr.com, would I be able to just find Michael McPherson on there?
You'd be able to find our education, our newsroom, some blog posts, some other information, and you'd be able to schedule a demo. Might not necessarily be with me, might be with one of my colleagues or our co-founder, David. But if you email me directly, I'll send you a link at your convenience, and I'll show you, be happy to show you Tsuji, right? Even if you're just, you're feeling out and just want to learn, right? I love to talk this stuff. You're right. I used to be a teacher. I have no issue talking. And I love to educate. So even if you're not interested in purchasing a unit, I'd love to talk to you about BFR, and hopefully it's something that you could eventually bring to your student athletes.
And again, we use it all the time. We use it a lot. I've used it personally. I've used it on my kids. I had the recovery stuff on my son after he had like a long day at tennis practice or something like that. And nice. So just testing it out personally before I put it on the athletes. And again, I kind of shared any of the concerns or things that I might have, but usually that's just a matter of working through how to use it. And so I would definitely recommend connecting with Mike and then getting your personal questions answered. Maybe he can help you develop a sales pitch for your school. Again, maybe you can write a grant through your education foundation or donor shoes or something like that, and get something moving in the right direction for you and your athletes at your school. So again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Suji, S-U-J-I, B-F-R, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Suji, B-F-R. So for Jeremy, Dr. Michael McPherson, my awesome U of H student, Lizette Guerrero, who's looking for an opportunity in Major League Baseball. If you know somebody, definitely let me know. That is a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.